Hi everyone, welcome back to Internet Anonymous. I am Megan Emily, otherwise known as just Megan. And today, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I just know that I wanted to record something. Anything. I don't really care. Also, oh there it is. I almost couldn't find my clip for the microphone, so I was going to have to hold it the whole time, and that would have been quite interesting. But I have my clip now. And I don't know if this is going to be too close to my mouth, but I'll turn it down just a little bit. Hopefully that works. I am currently logging into my computer so I can play The Sims. I love The Sims a lot, and, you know, it's just something that really brings me peace. It gives me time to unwind. Like I said in the last podcast, I do currently have COVID right now. And so last night, I watched Spider-Man Far From Home. And then I fell asleep a couple hours later, and I woke up today at 6 p.m. I almost slept 18 hours, and my body was very strange when I woke up today. For reference, it's 9:37 right now, so I've been up for almost 4 hours now, and I feel very weird. I feel exhausted, but I feel refreshed. But also, it's like, excuse me, low-key kind of hard to breathe still. I've blown my nose so much, my nose is just, like, glued shut, pretty much, is what it feels like. And, like, it's hard to eat because I can't breathe. It's hard to drink water because I can't breathe. I'm having some trouble, guys. Is my headphone hitting that? It is. Oops. Sorry. My computer's still loading. If you hear a noise in the background, like, that's my fan. I'm very hot right now. I can't tell if it's a fever or if it's, I'm adjusting the mic again. I can't tell if it's a fever or if it's just my room that's hot. I'm not feeling great. But I am going to play The Sims to kind of just bring myself back to reality a little bit. It's going to give me just, you know, a little bit of fun. I was listening to some music just a little bit ago. I've been really into Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson's music recently. Especially Harry Styles' music. I've always been into Harry Styles' music, but these last couple days, especially, like, I just feel like I'm really relating to some of their music. So that's very nice. Forgive me, apparently I'm exhausted after sleeping almost 18 hours. You know, who knew? What? While I wait for this to load, I just thought I'd give a little bit more of an update on life. I'm kind of at a point in life right now where, you know, I don't know if the road I'm on is the road that I need to be on, or if there's an exit coming up that I need to take. I am 25, gonna be 26 soon, and life is just kind of doing its own thing. And I don't really know where I fit in. I really don't. I don't know if I'm on the right path. Every part of me feels like I'm supposed to be in a world that's not even close to me. And I know that's really vague, so here's what I mean. Like, I've lived in the same town for about 10 years now. I think a little under 10 years, something like that. And I have worked literally almost every retail job you could possibly think of in this town. And I've worked call centers and food jobs and dead-end jobs. I'm working in childcare right now. And I honestly feel like these paths that I keep going on, I feel like I keep going on paths that just aren't for me. But it's hard because I feel like the paths that are for me, living in such a rural area, I don't have the resources for that. And, you know, I don't know if I'm ever going to have the resources for it. And so I'm trying to create my own right now, but it's difficult when you're exhausted all the time from these paths of life that you don't even think you're supposed to be on. Oh, Lord. If I can remember my password for this, hold on. Oh, and now it says, please be right, please be right. I just typed in my password for Origin. No! Fudge. Alright, hold on. Your credentials are incorrect or have expired. Please try again and reset your password. I couldn't even do that voice right. Man, I hate COVID. I hate COVID so much. I can't do my voices. I'm upset. If you know me personally, you know that I enjoy making a voice out of everything that I do. I was just a number off. Cool. Anyway, I enjoy making a voice and doing random funny voices of pretty much everything that I do. So if I can't do my voices, my life is feels like it's literally falling apart. That's sad. Man, I love my voices. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't remember what I was talking about before that. Yeah. Okay, so it's loading now, which is great. I'm excited for it. It's been probably like a week-ish since I played The Sims. Maybe like 2 weeks. I play The Sims a lot. I'll tell you. I'll tell you how many hours I have invested in it, because it tells you. I think I started playing The Sims beginning of 2019. Is it gonna tell me? Is it gonna tell me? I have 514 hours invested into The Sims, and I last played it on January 17th, 2022. So I have played it in this year thus far. It's loading right now. Oh man, so Origin loaded up, which is what The Sims runs off of. Which isn't my favorite game thing, but like, whatever, it's fine. It can be kind of slow, be kind of finicky sometimes, but it's whatever. It's preparing my Sims games. I have a lot of expansion packs, so this might take a while. Let's see. What was I talking about? Trying to remember what I was talking about. I was talking about something that was probably really important, and I don't know! I think I was talking about music, wasn't I? I feel like I was talking about music. Yeah. I'm gonna go with music. I feel like that's what it was. No, that might have been a topic or two ago. Whatever. It doesn't matter. New topic. I need to clean my room really bad, but I don't have the energy to do it. Truly, honestly, like, my room is always clean, per se. It's just not organized. If that makes any sense. Like, I'm constantly cleaning it. I'm making sure things are clean. Like, there's literally no dust, like, ever. But, like, putting things away and keeping them organized and having everything have a place. Yeah, no, that's not me. That's really hard to do. Man, I sound so funny right now because I'm so congested. I think I've sounded worse, but still. Alright, I'm going to take a break for a second. I'll be right back. Okay, for you guys, that break was literally just, like, I'm gonna pause it, and then I'm gonna start it, and, like, here I am. I've never left. But no, I needed to get some water, and I let the Sims game load up a little bit more. So now we're about at 90%, and guys, let me tell you something serious. Seriously, let me tell you. I remember what I was talking about. I was gonna say something stupid, but then I remember what I was talking about. Okay, so I really just feel like right now this walk of life that I'm in is okay, but I feel like I am meant for so much more than just living in the middle of Indiana and working a dead-end job that I hate. Like, I don't have any desire to stay here. The only thing that really keeps me here is the fact that I'm just trying to make some money right now. I think if I had it my way, I would be moved to a big city by now. And doing a lot more things that work towards my goals and my dreams rather than like, oh, I needed a job to make some money, so I guess I have to stay in Indiana, you know? And, like, every time I try to talk about moving and leaving, everyone's always like, oh, why would you want to leave? Like, excuse me, why wouldn't you want to leave? Indiana is great if you are a family just starting out and you want to raise your young children. When I say young children, I mean, like, pre-elementary school children, okay? Indiana's great for that. But if you are a single, ambitious 25-year-old adult, this place sucks. This place really sucks. It's not great for individuals. It doesn't have a lot of opportunities. It has a lot of the same things with different pictures on it. And it sucks. It really does. I always feel like it's a dead end here. Like nothing good is ever gonna come about me staying here. And I always feel like the best thing for me to do is leave Indiana and move out west. When I say out west, I mean like the west coast. Like California, what else is out there? Oregon, Washington, things out there. I feel like there's more opportunities out there than there is anywhere in Indiana, ever. you know, and I'm just trying to figure that out right now. So that's where I'm at with that. I thought I was going to be able to start playing The Sims, but after it hit 100%, it started doing it all over again. So that's great. I guess I'll pause it for now. I'll pause this podcast for a second, which for you guys is literally going to be a second. So hold on, please hold. Okay, I'm back. So you guys ever eat a snack and like realize why you hated that snack in the first place? So I actually really like popcorn. I like the flavor of popcorn. I especially like Smart Pop popcorn. Or not Smart Pop. It's Smart Food popcorn. The white cheddar one. The one in the black bag. Y'all know what I mean. I really like that one. However, I hate popcorn because it gets stuck in my teeth and in my throat. And it gets everywhere and it's messy. And it drives me crazy, and it's like a whole texture thing with me, and it bothers me. But it's delicious, so I continue to eat it. And The Sims still has 50% to download. So, yeah. I want to talk about some tattoos that I want to get in this upcoming year. It's January 26th, by the way. Some tattoos that I want to get in this upcoming year. I want to get Let It Be in typewriter writing on the lower part of my right bicep. Because, I don't know, Let It Be is a really great song. And it honestly has some deeper meaning to me. It, you know, it kind of gives me a reminder to just relax. Because I can get really uptight and overwhelmed about things. And I think having the reminder on my physical body would do me some good. I want to get a tattoo on my left bicep going vertical down that says Sweet Creature, i.e. the Harry Styles song, but I want to get it surrounded in tropical flowers because I love tropical flowers and I think it would just look really sweet. Get it, Sweet Creature, look really sweet. Okay, sorry. I think that would be a really great tattoo. I thought about, from Spider-Man Far From Home, the black dahlia flower necklace. I thought about getting that flower tattooed on me somewhere. Don't know where I would get it. But, like, then I would have, like, Spider-Man peeking out from behind it, so, like, it's an obvious Spider-Man reference. But I think that would be super funny and super cute. I want to get a piece of chocolate tattooed on me because I love chocolate. What else? I have a list. Let me look in my phone. Hold on. I have a list of things that I said I was getting tattooed on me. Tattoos to get. No, those are all the ones that I wrote down in the list. Well, Trust me. By the end of my 20s, I will be a tatted queen. That's, you know, I've waited till I'm well away from 18 now, and I think, you know, I've had time to think about some of these tattoos. It's, you know, things that have created meaning to me, over the years. Other than the Spider-Man. Well, Spider-Man's always been my favorite superhero, but now I have, like, some sort of tattoo that I feel like, or some sort of thing that I can reference that I feel like would be the best way to reference it that's still true to my style and things that I like. I don't know, there's a lot of tattoos over the years that I've really, you know, kept in mind that, like, hey, I'd want to get these tattoos. Let me like them for a while. And I, with the Let It Be tattoo, I always said that, you know, if I like something for more than a year, that I would get it. And the Let It Be tattoo has been hanging out with me now for about 2 years. So that's something that I'm definitely going to get. And then the Sweet Creature tattoo, that's a recent one I've thought about, but I feel like I really could commit to that. Anything music related or florally related, I feel like I can really just commit to, because that's stuff that I've always liked. I've always enjoyed music. I've always enjoyed these tropical flowers or these different type of flowers. So I feel like it would be a good option. I feel like I wouldn't regret those types of tattoos. And I feel like also tattoos are memory. You know, like, I feel like a lot of people get random tattoos, yeah, but, you know, they're a memory that you create. You give it a meaning if it doesn't already have one. I feel like that's really nice. I feel like a lot of people, you know, don't really respect people with tattoos much, and I think that's really sucky, because some people with tattoos are the coolest people I've ever met in my life. But yeah. I'm excited for this year. There's a lot coming. I feel like we're finally going to come into my own, and I'm finally going to make myself somebody that I've always wanted to be. I was known I was. I'm just going to finally be that person, and I'm finally going to be comfortable with things. And I don't know. I'm excited. There's a lot coming up here this year. And it's all going to be worth it, for sure. And so, with that being said, a little bit of update on The Sims thing. We are at 66% downloaded with 5 minutes and 38 seconds remaining. That could be actually 5 minutes, that could be a whole other hour, that could be 30 seconds, I never know with this thing. But we're getting there, we're getting somewhere, and that's what matters. I wish this was like a more of a live stream kind of thing, so I could be like, how was your day, blah blah blah. Bro, I could do that though. I could go on my Twitch, couldn't I? Oh yeah, that's right, I don't think I tell you guys about this a lot. I do have a Twitch. I don't Twitch stream a lot, because I don't know how to screen record and record myself at the same time. Also, the camera on my laptop is busted. So I'm trying to get a new camera first before I really dive into Twitch pretty hardcore. But a lot of times if I do go on Twitch right now, it is for just chatting vibes. And I do post on Twitter right before I go on. So if you're not following me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter so you can know when I go on Twitch. Doesn't happen a lot, but when it does happen, you're not going to want to miss it. It's pretty cool. We are at 77% for the Sims downloading, so we're getting close. I'm excited. The anticipation is killing me. I just want to play my game. And it's almost taken a whole ass half hour to get on this game, and I didn't think it was going to. There was one time I sat here and I waited for like 2 hours. And then when it finally loaded, it was so laggy. I was so upset. Just so upset with it. I was like, you know what? I'm friggin' done. Like, there's only so much I can take. So. Okay, I had accidentally hit the pause button on recording. And then I couldn't remember if I was recording and or what the recording screen looked like. So I don't know what the last thing I said was. I got really confused. Sims is about to be ready to go, though. Probably got another minute left on this thing. Maybe less than a minute, because it just jumped up a couple percentage points. But yeah, I'm really excited for this to start, because I want to do this. I want to play The Sims. I want to, you know, if I knew how to screen record and record myself at the same time, trust me, I'd be on Twitch right now. I love Sims so much, guys. You have no idea. I've been playing it for a couple years now, and it's literally just my favorite thing. And I recently downloaded the vampire one and the magic one, like the expansion packs to go with it. So I'm like, I haven't gotten to play the vampire one yet, but I really think that's what I'm gonna do today. I'm gonna dive into that because I think it would be super cool. Because I haven't gotten to do that yet. There's another one that I downloaded with it, and I can't remember what it is. But, I don't know, we're gonna get into this, and we're gonna play, and we're just gonna see how it goes. And it says I have about 11 seconds remaining, but then it jumped up to a minute. So you know how it does that thing, where it goes back and forth? Ooh, for 99%, 3 seconds, 1 second, finalizing, ha, wants me to accept that I've read the terms and conditions, bitch, yeah, I know. Install update? Is that gonna mean is that gonna mean it's gonna take more time? Because if it is, I'm gonna be really sad. I'm gonna be really sad because I just want to play The Sims. No, if I had it, like, I haven't played it, you know, in a couple days, so it's like, you know. Oh boy. Is it gonna work? Is it gonna let me play it? Or is it just gonna stop and freeze like that? Looks like it's stopping and freezing like that. I'll pop back in. For you guys, it's like the next second. But I'll pop back in a second to see what it does. Hold on. Side note. The top of my phone says it's -4 outside. And the weather app on my phone says it's 8 degrees. I don't know what to believe. Either way, I'm not leaving my house. Not that I can anyways, because, you know, like, COVID. But, like, I'm not leaving my house when it's that fucking cold. No freaking way. You got me messed up if you think that I'm leaving my house when it says either 8 or -4. I'll pass. Thank you very much. Well, guys, it's been a minute, and it looks like The Sims game is refusing to load now. I might have to restart the whole computer, and I'm sad about it. So I'm gonna cut this podcast now because now I feel like I'm just waiting around talking bullshit. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, check me out on Twitter and Instagram. That's what you're gonna find the fastest, quickest updates. And, yeah, any questions or anything you want to hear about on the podcast, just let me know. Y'all know how to do it. I will catch you on the flippity flip. Don't know when the next time I'm gonna upload is, but I know it'll be soon, because I've got 10 days in quarantine, but I don't know if I'll feel better by then, so I'll probably upload again tomorrow. Alright, peace out, everyone. I love y'all. Bye.